ACMA hits PointsBet with $500,000 fine for spam messages. The Australian Communications and Media Authority, ACMA, has fined PointsBet $500,000 for breaching spam and gambling self-exclusion laws. An investigation conducted by the authority found that PointsBet sent over 800 unsolicited messages to customers in 2023. From September to November 2023, the online gambling provider sent 705 emails with direct links to betting products without an unsubscribe feature. 508 promotional messages were sent to individuals who had self-excluded from online wagering activities via BetStop. Introduced in August 2023, BetStop, Australia's national self-exclusion register, enables individuals to exclude themselves from online gambling. The Albanese government launched the initiative to provide a safeguard for those seeking to quit the activity. PointsBet also reportedly sent 90 commercial text messages that failed to include sender contact details. Quote, "People signing up to the NSER are taking positive steps to remove online gambling from their lives. Their decision must not be compromised by companies like PointsBet. Wagering providers must also appropriately identify where messages promote or advertise their services and ensure that those messages comply with the rules, including the obligation to promote the NSER." Narita O'Loughlin, ACMA chair. However, the ACMA reported that no customer registered for self-exclusion from online gambling placed bets with PointsBet during the period under review. PointsBet disagrees with penalty. Responding to the development, a PointsBet spokesperson said that the investigation began after the company self-reported a system failure during the rollout of BetStop in 2023. Although the company disagrees with certain findings and the penalty, it expressed its commitment to reviewing and strengthening its compliance. The statement continued, "In relation to BetStop, the ACMA found that none of the impacted customers were able to log in or place a bet while registered on BetStop." Throughout the investigation, PointsBet was transparent and cooperative with ACMA. Calls for tougher action. Meanwhile, the penalty has been criticized by responsible gambling advocates as insufficient to deter future breaches. Charles Livingstone, a Monash University gambling researcher, described the $500,000 penalty as a drop in the bucket, given the online betting industry's annual Australian revenue of almost $9 billion. Instead, Livingstone called for a national gambling regulator with real enforcement powers to hold operators accountable.